To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, 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 the blessed shrines.
We are currently in Cairo, Egypt, and the name of this place is Mukhattam. This is the Masjid of Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir. We are present of the Blessed Shrine of Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhayni radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He accepted Islam at a very young age, my dear viewers. This person, he sacrificed all of his wealth, everything he possessed, and he joined the Ashab al-Suffa. And this individual, Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seven juries from amongst the seven great fuqaha of al-Madinah al-Munawwara, he became one of those. He was also the muleteer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he would pull the blessed horse or the camel or the mule of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are very extremely fortunate to be at such a sacred place.
Remarkable place, a fascinating place. Alhamdulillah, behind me we have the blessed mausoleum, the shrine of the great Hazrat Nafisa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now many of you would be thinking, who is Hazrat Nafisa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha? She was from the noble lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Imam Shafi'i was inspired by her too. Much of his success, credit is due to a blessed woman. And who is this? This is Hazrat Nafisa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed Shrines of the Great Saints, the Blessed Places. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have come to visit. Now, again, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, we have come to the city of Cairo. It is a city of many scholars, many awliya Allah. And this is undoubtedly, subhanAllah, in Egypt, my dear viewers. We have visited the blessed shrines of many individuals, many companions like Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an, companions like Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, today the individual we shall be visiting, he is unique, he is special, my dear viewers. And what makes him so special? Now, every shrine we've visited here, they are all brilliant and remarkable in their own ways, undoubtedly. But this person we shall be speaking about today, this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we shall be speaking about today, he is unique, he is a diamond. Why? Because there's something which really makes him outstanding. Each and every single one of the awliya Allah undoubtedly loves Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But this individual, he the way he expressed his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what makes him so special, and this is what makes him remembered so much today, my dear viewers. Who is this individual? This individual is a mujtahid. This individual is a scholar. This individual is a muhaddis. This individual is somebody who we've possibly all heard. It is none other than Abdurrahman Jalaluddin al-Suyuti al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, he was a follower of Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers, we always begin by listening to a virtue of sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Is mentioned in Khusais al-Kubra, and this book was written by Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself. And this Khusais al-Kubra, it refers to the special characteristics, unique characteristics given to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And from the Khusais, within this book, he mentions the importance of sending salawat. And he states the story of a person from the Banu Israel, from the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that once there was a person who had passed away, and this person, when he had died, then the people had lifted his body and they had threw his body into a dump, into just a random place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to remove his body from there and to give him a good burial. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, what is the reason for this? Ya Allah, what is the reason for this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, you know, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is thinking that he used to be a sinner, he performed such and such sins, he doesn't deserve a honorable burial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh Musa, that individual, when he was reading the scripture, he saw the name of my beloved Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He kissed that name and he recited the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this reason, give him a honorable burial. And so Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that individual who was Kaleem Allah, he was ordered and he gave this man a honorable burial. My dear viewers of Madani channel, really, we are in, subhanAllah, such a blessed place. And the best piece of advice I can possibly give is make it a practice of yours to regularly recite salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, where are we, my dear viewers? Alhamdulillah, we are at a graveyard. And within this graveyard, mashallah, behind us, we have quite a huge structure. And this is the burial place of Hazrat Abdurrahman Jalaluddin al-Suyuti al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we shall go closer and we shall also learn some more about this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla, we are in Cairo, Egypt. at the or close to the blessed shrine of the great Hazrat Abdurrahman Jalaluddin As-Suyuti As-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, he was such an individual who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, like we're calling him, he was a Shaykh al-Hadith, he was a Muhaddis. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself calls him the Shaykh al-Sunnah. This was mentioned by Hazrat Imam Sha'irani radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his Tabaqat al-Sughra, in which he mentions various scholars who he had met. And the first scholar he speaks about, and because he was also a student of Imam Abdurrahman Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radhiyallahu an, and the first scholar he mentions in his entire book was none other than Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said that he states, and is that this is mentioned by Hazrat Sulaiman radhiyallahu ta'ala an, that he says, I was once sitting in Hudaybiyah. This was a place in Baghdad. This is a place in Baghdad. He says, I was once sitting there and suddenly I could see a people. There was a group of people, and these people were dressed in extremely white, clean clothes. They were dressed in white clothes, and it was such that they were being covered by a group of clouds. There were some clouds in the sky. And this is clouds of Noor, is what he says. And it was these clouds which were above these people, and somebody was calling me. He says somebody was calling me towards them. I made my way towards them. And this was none other than the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He gave salam. He says, I kissed his hand. I also give salam to the rest of the companions. And the Prophet ﷺ told me to follow him. We went to a garden. And this garden had, there was a structure. There was a house there too. And we went there. When we went there, Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu exited the house, he came out. Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah we're going to speak a little more on their life, but they were born in the year 850 AH. They were born in the year 850 after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes out. He gives salam to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He kisses the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And he gives salam to the companions. And then he says, come on inside. He takes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside with him. They both sit down and he is about to ask something from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, ask, ya Shaykh al-Sunnah, O scholar of the Sunnah, ask whatever you wish to ask. So my dear viewers of Madini channel, this is such an individual who, alhamdulillah, we believe that each and every single prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive undoubtedly. They have tasted death, but they are alive, my dear viewers. And Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also a great Sufi, my dear viewers of Madani channel. He was such an individual who would directly ask about the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the authenticity of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would directly ask them from the greatest of mankind, the speaker of the ahadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And honestly, we have come here, such a, you know, the serenity here, my dear viewers, it is beautiful. Really, it is beautiful. It feels like Allahu Akbar. I can't really explain it, but feeling again when you go to the beautiful city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, the peace, the tranquility you feel there, subhanallah, there is a share of that here in this blessed area, in this blessed graveyard in which Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu also rests, my dear viewers. And there's something which is a little different here compared to other places. I don't think I've seen this in any of the other places. Now we mentioned subhanAllah in when we went to the blessed shrine of Hazrat Layth ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great mujtahid. We mentioned how mashallah immediately, you know, the people invited us and they offered us food. And yes, subhanAllah, beautiful in its own way, but this is something we've not seen, my dear viewers. And what this is that the people here, they place sweet corn on top of the graves and on also some seeds. They also place seeds on these graves. And subhanAllah, for barakah and also possibly for the birds. And there are also the seeds here, my dear viewers, which are possibly for the birds, because subhanAllah, even the birds eating from here, and the birds being a creation and every living thing, it performs the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that shall be a form of isali sawab for these individuals who have passed away. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for people like Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti As-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah azza wa jal, we shall now move further on and learn more about the life of Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
To visit the The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines.
Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti As-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my dear viewers, was such an individual who possessed great love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this is his blessed shrine, the mausoleum of Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a great individual. Alhamdulillah, I am extremely excited to be here, my dear viewers. As I mentioned a little about an introduction to his life, Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in the year 911 after Hijrah. So he only lived for about 61 years, my dear viewers. And Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti is mentioned that he was a mujtahid. And Imam Sha'rani radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions in his book that there are types, five he mentions. And there's one, the mujtahid mutlaq, meaning those people who are the a'imma. Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, Hazrat Imam Malik bin Anas, Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. These were the mujtahidun. But there's a level which is beneath that, which is known as the mujtahid muttasil, and this is what Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is the level he had actually reached, subhanallah. And Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came from a noble family. Even his father himself was a scholar. He was born in As-Suyut, my dear viewers, which is the surrounding areas itself. And he was born, yes, to a noble family. His father was the qadi, was the judge of this area, which means he was no ordinary individual. And he said about his father that when his father had passed away, then the governor himself came to lift his body, and he took it to the graveyard and placed him in the grave himself, my dear viewers. This shows the importance, and this is where Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also raised. Now, Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the titles he was given was Ibn al-Qutb. There are many reasons for why he was given this title. Inshallah, stick with us and we shall find out the reason why. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the saints, the blessed shrines, shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those, whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints, to visit the saints.
When he was born, his father had carried him to blessed shrine of Hazrat Nafisa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. From 18 years of age all the up until 40, about 22 years he spent teaching. Age of 40 he stopped teaching. He spent his time in solitude right next to the river Nile, the longest river in the world. When we walked 27 steps, I opened my eyes and we were at the Jannat al-Ma'ala. And then we went and also performed tawaf, prayed the Asr Salah, took his hand, and he walked 7 steps, he reached Egypt again. One of his students had said that, "I myself witnessed writing, authoring 3 books in one day." He also answered any questions and he was also dictating to write other things. He says, "I have witnessed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam 75 times in the state of wakefulness." Dua he made was, "Ya Allah, grant me knowledge of fiqh like Hazrat Sirajuddin al-Bulqini radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Grant me knowledge of hadith sharif like Hazrat Ibn Hajar Asqalani. Beautiful works about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, "I hope all of my work will be accepted and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall intercede for me on the Day of Judgment."
To visit the saints, to visit the saints. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.